Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and the scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I have brought to you my son possessed by a mute spirit. Wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." He said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him, and when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then he questioned his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He replied, "Since childhood. It has often thrown him into fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." Then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive out the spirit?" He said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." The Gospel of the Lord. We live in a culture that prizes being smart over being sage. We're enamored with intelligence rather than wisdom. Who doesn't like watching a game show on television that dramatically displays human intelligence like Jeopardy? Wow, those guys are smart. We boast shamelessly when our children achieve high academic honors with bumper stickers on our cars, "My kid is smart." We notice with delight when someone answers quickly and cleverly, but we're bored with those who are slow and thoughtful, who take too much time to think. We've built modern personal assistants like Google Home and Alexa and Watson to be super smart. But how high do they score on the scale of wisdom? Now, these things are not bad, of course. They're just all one-sided. Recently, I enjoyed reading a book by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, which was really an interview between him and the German journalist Peter Seewald. Now, no one will argue that Pope Benedict is one of the leading intellectual lights of the church in the 20th century. Hands down, the dude is super smart. But what jumps out in the book called Last Testament is the Pope's wisdom shining forth in his humility. Several times, Sewald invites the Pope to brag about his credentials and his accomplishments, something that you and I would have jumped at. But each time, the pontiff demurs and answers humbly. For example, Sewald asks, "Where did you actually learn the many languages you speak?" The Pope answered, "No, I'm not fluent in many languages, actually." He explained, "I never properly learned Italian, so I'm never entirely sure about the grammar. We had a year of French in school. I tried hard to keep it up, but it was something of a meager foundation. English, I learned from vinyl records when I was in Bonn, Germany, but it always stayed very feeble. It looks like I know as many languages as God, but this is not the case." How humble. In other words, wisdom and humility always walk hand in hand. Only the humble find wisdom. The first reading today is taken from the wisdom literature of the Old Testament, the book of Sirach. Sirach wants to trace the origins of wisdom and see where it starts. He says of wisdom's origin, "It is the Lord. He created wisdom through the Holy Spirit." Then he explains how one becomes wise, saying, "He has poured her forth upon all his works, upon every living thing according to his bounty. He has lavished her upon his friends." That is, ultimately, wisdom is a gift of God, something he gives to his friends, those who are humble. You know, the ironic thing about wise people is that they are quickly and joyfully acknowledging of their ignorance, how much they don't know. Like Pope Benedict, who knew it was silly that some people think he knows as many languages as God. Humility and wisdom always walk hand in hand. My friends, we cannot directly grow in wisdom. God gives it to us as a gift. But we can become more humble and predispose ourselves for that gift. Here are three suggestions to grow in humility. First, avoid fake news. Now, I'm not talking about the fake news in the media or what President Trump complains about. Rather, avoid fake news about yourself. Like Pope Benedict gently corrects those who exaggerate about his abilities and accomplishments. Sometimes we like a little fake news about ourselves. Archbishop Fulton Sheen once warned, "A proud man counts his newspaper clippings. A humble man counts his blessings." Second, develop some thick skin when others poke fun at you. And don't take yourself so seriously. Here's a suggestion. Have your parishioners do a roast of you. That'll humble you. Although my roast last Saturday was more like a eulogy, you were far too nice. Be able to laugh at yourself. And thirdly, be quick to compliment others, especially if they do better than you, even if they are wiser than you. The wise man is always able to see the chinks in his own armor, while he sees everyone else as the knight in shining armor. A genuine compliment is the hallmark of a humble heart. Micah chapter 6, verse 8 summarizes the lifestyle of a humble and wise man, saying, "You have been told, O mortal, what is good, and what the Lord requires of you, only to do justice and to love goodness and to walk humbly with your God. First, become humble, then you may be wise. Praised be Jesus Christ.